anything we say may go on the air. You can't tell.
Matinee with Bob and Ray. Good afternoon and welcome to another great program.
Our abbreviated program today. That's enough theme. Now into our first number by Ken and Bill.
That's enough.
All right, commercial time brings us Chesterfield.
Here we are.
Chesterfield over and over.
Oh, that's enough.
Ray, what's your song for this afternoon?
Because
commercial time again, friend.
To me.
What are you doing this evening? Isn't it a wonderful night to go out to dinner?
Now we're back just to Bill spot. And Ken.
Right off
for
the second number.
I said the time is almost 1 minute.
Don't forget Wonderland Revere. Well, time's up for today.
Along
everybody, it's been Matinee with Bob and
Ray. You can read this script and read this digest next month.
WHDH Boston.
Bye. Well, see, that was one of the fastest minutes in radio.
It seemed like 30.
You know, we shouldn't do that. It'll change radio as we know it today. Sponsors will buy 1 minute and do that.
We could put a whole day's programs in a one-half-hour period.
Oh, in 15 minutes, Bob, if we hurry.
Then we could have 15 minutes of dead air.
We could sign off about 10 or 11 in the morning.
This is a fabulous
idea.
Save
a lot of money and power.
Cut our time in half.
Electricity. Think of the electricity.
Salaries would be doubled under this because we'd be working under a greater strain.
Oh, yes, and would all turn gray overnight.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it would go or not. Oh, excuse me while I light this Chesterfield.
Go right ahead, Bob, certainly. Well, we've had a break from the hot spell, and it certainly is feeling good, but I understand there's another one coming right along. Here, Bob, here, take some of this medicine.
Thank you very much.
That's
Before
fine.
I took this medicine, my voice was quite clear and resonant. Now, since taking this medicine, my voice is not quite so clear and resonant.
Say, we have a new contest coming along. It's a date with Bill Green. That's the prize.
All of you members of the Bill Green fan clubs around the United States who may be listening this afternoon will welcome this big news as something real big.
That's right, and I don't know just what the plans are, but it is a date with Bill Green.
And it's open to anyone from the rockbound shores of Nantasket to the sun-baked fields of Idaho.
Huh?
30 people dropped in at your...
uninvited.
Oh, I wish I had...
You had a house full of uninvited guests.
You'll find that very true at the seashore in the summer, Bill.
Which reminds me of the title of our mystery drama.
What is it?
The Uninvited Guest.
Sounds interesting. You have the information there?
Eddie was still wet behind the ears. He was out to find one thing. Who murdered his old man? He slipped down off Franklin Street and went through a dark alley. He rapped at a door and came in. Came in. Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you, Seth?
Yeah.
Get up. Well,
I walked down the street and it was quiet as the inside of... I walked a little further, and I noticed someone following me. He was trying to be quiet about it, but out of the corner of my eye, I could tell he was shadowing me. Quickly, I darted into an alley.
I slipped behind him and hit him on the head with a large piece of lead pipe.
He hit me on the head with a large piece of lead pipe.
He fell to the ground.
How long I lay there, I... did not know.
But I'm still wet behind the ears.
And when I awoke, I
Excuse
was
me, the telephone.
Wearing a suit of cement.
Yes, of course.
At the bottom of the river.
2 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
66. Yes. All righty.
What are you selling?
Thank you, Mrs.
What
McKay.
Are you selling 60 cents for 2 pounds?
Thank you. All righty. Goodbye. Tripe.
After I climbed out of the river...
Wearing a new cement suit.
I made my way up a dark alleyway.
But I was still wet behind the ears.
And I was still being followed. I could tell because I could hear the faint footsteps of someone behind me. They seemed to be approaching more rapidly than before. And all of a sudden... a knock sounded on the door. I went to the door, opened it, and there stood...
Ray Scott.
Hello. I've come to tell you I found out who murdered your old man, Eddie.
Well, come in, Great Scott.
Louis the Lip done it.
Louis the Lip?
Yeah, you're going to pay me off, like you said?
Yeah.
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 I'm going to get paid, ain't I?
Oh, yeah, you're going to get paid.
Yeah, you said, okay.
Amy Charlie.
Oh, yeah, we're going to pay him off.
We're going to pay you off good. You got nothing to worry about.
Payday for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. I mean, I was wondering, you know.
You're not worried,
I know you guys are on the up and up. I just want, you know.
Of course we're on the up and up.
You ain't mentioned nothing about splitting the loot or nothing.
Oh,
you know.
We're going to split, ain't we, Louie?
Oh, we're going to pay him off with dividends.
Yeah, we're going to pay him off. You said it, sure.
You're going to get what's coming to you.
I'll give you that in the room with Louie.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I'll come on in.
You get paid off.
Going to pay me in the next room,
we'll pay you off in the next room, ain't we, Louie?
Am I going to get it,
Louie?
Now?
We're going to pay him off.
Yeah.
You're going to get it right now.
Oh, swell. Okay.
Right into that room there.
Okay, boy. You fellas are swell.
Don't worry about with us.
Don't worry, kid. You're going to get what's
gonna
coming
get
to
it.
You. Excuse me. What did you say your name was?
I didn't see.
Now? Until next week, this is the Blinking Eye saying goodnight.
Here you are, sir. Your seats are the third and fourth in.
Excuse me, please.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Hey, sit down, will you? I'm waiting to get out of here. Sit down, hurry up.
I'm sorry.
Quiet. Excuse me, please.
Curtain going up.
Will you gentlemen be seated, please? I'd like to see what's on the stage.
Quiet, madam, please.
Yes.
I believe the orchestra is just about ready to play the
overture. Excuse me, please. Excuse me.
Here's the overture and
look, we're on the other aisle, Bob.
Chesterfield, here is a man and group singing.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield A, B, C.
Now the life and loves of Linda Lovelace.
Excuse me, the song you heard Ken and Bill play was I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair.
Now the life and loves of Linda Lovelace.
Excuse me. From the show South Pacific, starring Easy Opinza and Mary Martin.
Now the life and loves of Linda Lovelace, written for radio by A. Carrington Crook. Starring Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David.
Excuse me, the song was written by Richard Rogers, and I don't know whether Hammerstein was in on it or not.
Now the life and loves of Linda Lovelace, written for radio by A. Crummington.
Hammerstein II was in on it, I got it definitely.
Excuse me. Now the life and loves of Linda Lovelace, to be presented again tomorrow at this same time. It was written for radio by A. Carrington.
They don't have any royalties yet, but it will be pretty good, I understand. I mean, it ain't bad. You know, for writing a song, you know what I mean?
That's our capsule show review for today.
Huh?
That's our capsule show review.
Our capsule show?
Each Monday we review a new musical show.
Oh.
South Atlantic was our big feature for today.
South Pacific. Say, that's a nice... I'm awful glad I invested money in that show.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, too.
I was afraid. You know, I'm an angel.
Yes.
And
you're pretty cautious about how you invest your money.
They came to me, I remember, last fall and said... They said, Mr. Goulding, they said, we are planning on putting on a new show. I said, who are you? He says, I'm named Rogers. This guy here, he's Hammerstein. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what have you done, you know? And they mentioned a few shows that they had written, and I thought, well, okay, I'll go along, Warner.
Sure. Well,
I invest a little
chance.
Money.
Yeah.
And as a result, I'm independently wealthy today.
Well, you know, I'm actually...
And it'll be a good catch for some young girl.
I'm actually Joshua Logan.
Huh?
I'm actually Josh Logan. You didn't know that, did you?
Who is Josh Logan?
He's one of the producers along with Hammerstein and Rogers.
Oh, he is?
In fact, he was the instigator of the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was.
Oh, you,
they
Josh.
Call me Josh.
Yeah.
And I think it's swell that you put your money in my show.
I'm awful happy. The returns are good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting to see what you fellows will produce the next time around.
Well, we've got a few ideas for other things. In fact, I have an opera that I've been working on. I think might go over very well. Thought you fellows might like to try it up here.
What is it?
Well, it's called La Salami.
Oh, yeah. Or The Bologna.
Or The Bologna. And you, of course, have the female lead.
I see. I win Flicker, son of Thunderhead, in the final reel.
Yes, you do, as a matter of fact. Now, the scene opens in a garden surrounded by three trees.
One there, I presume.
And another one over there.
And one over here. Huh?
And there. Yeah. This is the third one.
I see.
Now, behind these trees are a bold band of bronze banditos.
Several there.
Who spring out.
And several there.
And several over there.
Yeah.
And they spring out when the hero, Tristram...
That's me.
...comes out of the... You're the girl.
Oh.
You're Ada.
Uh-huh.
And when Tristram comes out of the wings,
he
discovers that he forgot all of his costume and has to run right back in again. And then he comes out, and he sings a very lovely aria to Ada. Goes something like this. I'm just running over it.
All right, go ahead.
Then you sing this passage right here, which has something to do with you have been to market today.
I've been to market today.
You found prices so high.
I found prices so high.
That you won't go to market tomorrow.
That I will not go to market tomorrow.
Now that establishes conflict between you and the greengrocer. And Green, you're the grocer in this thing. Now you sing the next part of this. This is the part where you say you can't help that your prices are so high.
I can't help that my prices are so high.
Maybe they'll be lower tomorrow.
Maybe they will be lower tomorrow.
Then Ada, of course, hearing this, says, well, if maybe the prices are lower tomorrow, maybe I'll be back.
That's a little
this establishes romance. And the next scene is tomorrow.
I love you, Ada, very much.
That's Green the grocer singing to Ada as she stands with her market basket.
I love you, Ada, very much.
Loading.
You are my one and only Ada.
Don't go too far.
I love you very much, Ada.
Ada sings very curtly.
Drop dead.
The green grocer, not to be discouraged, not to be discouraged. She is in a sad frame of mind, as you can tell.
I plucked a rose in the garden.
She tells the grocer of the rose she plucked in her garden and the fact that the rose is free, like all of the best things in life.
I am free, like all the best things in life.
The grocer doesn't seem to understand her. And he says, still have to pay 60 cents a pound for these artichokes.
How much is tripe?
He sings back that they have no tripe today.
We have no tripe today.
But yes, we have bananas.
But yes, we have no bananas.
Yes, we have bananas.
Yes.
Don't we?
Yes, we do have.
So Ada trips merrily out of the store. Falls right at the door after she trips.
Well, that's it, boys and girls. That was our capsule of Tristram and Ada. The story of Figaro, the barber from Seville.
And food.
Until the next time, then. Goodbye.
And speaking of food, what are you doing this evening?
Eating.
Well, it's a wonderful night to go out for dinner, isn't it?
Well,
and Ray and me know just the
if we
spot.
Have some roast left over from Sunday, it isn't.
Well, no, I
better
suppose.
Stay home and save your
well,
load.
If you want to eat the rest of the roast tonight, okay, but do this tomorrow night, anyway.
Yeah, or when the roast runs out.
Put down the top or open the windows in the car and head for the casino at the Magnolia.
Oh, you read that, Mark. Casino at Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. It's the kind of drive that sets you up for a glorious evening.
along the North Shore, Route 127 from Salem to Magnolia, with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive.
Oh, how pleasant.
Stroll in.
Smell the glue factory.
Have a cocktail at the bar. Order dinner if you wish. And be reminded that you can have a delicious meal from $1.85 or $4.85 or up. Dance where the cool ocean breezes join you and make it a pleasant threesome. There's no music like Sammy Eisen's music at the casino at Magnolia. Come now in their full costume.
To this
I hope you'll improve before tonight's all that.
You'll even enjoy the check. Here's one of our enjoyable check receivers of last week.
What's this for?
That's your check, sir.
What, are you crazy?
But are you enjoying yourself?
I got one mortgage on the house already, you know what I mean?
There's never a cover and all the prices are reasonable. And remember, the casino at Magnolia is open for luncheon, too.
Great.
As well as dining and dancing every night.
Great. I suppose you can't have peanut butter at home, you know?
Sunday dinner...
You're going to drive down to Magnolia to eat peanut butter, you know?
Sunday dinner is served every day, too. So whenever you want a good time...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Be smart. Go to the casino.
At
now,
Magnolia.
Ken and... Hmm?
And Friday night is benefit night. Don't forget, this Friday, the 5th of August.
Benefit night. If we don't make it after all the publicity we've given...
Boy, we don't make loads of loot, boy.
We better,
Bob and Ray benefit
we better
night.
Give up.
Boy, I'll say.
Now, let's go.
You know, it's something, huh?
Then, well, another thing that we're going to do next Monday night is go out to the Waverly Veterans Foreign Wars Post. Remember
boy,
I told you about that?
Yes, I remember.
They're having a big band concert.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're late, we'll miss that.
And a big show, and we are part of the show.
I suppose they will play Semper Fidelis.
I believe so, and on the
that
Mel.
That will be the opener.
On
then
the Mel, they're
Pops. Let me see, one will be two of the Pops. One will be Blue Heaven.
Yes, and then South Pacific from Some Enchanted Evening.
Yeah, that's right. That will be a good Pop.
That will be a concert arrangement.
Then something heavy by Massenet.
Stop and sell chances for a new television set, I understand.
Nothing like a band concert, I always
say. Well, they're raising money for a new post out there.
They are?
Yeah.
What happened to the old one?
Well, it's still there, but they need bigger quarters.
Oh, they're bulging at
and
the
who
seat.
Doesn't these days?
I know it. I need bigger quarters myself. My quarters won't fit that quarter machine.
So, that's Monday night.
What was that you were playing?
Port and Pheasant.
Was that the...
I wish you...
The Port and Pheasant?
I wish you fellas would play some more high-class music like that.
We've had a lot of requests for it, really.
We've had numerous requests.
We've had several requests for Massenet's Meditation from Thais. We call it the Whisper a Word of Love.
Yeah, we knew what it was, even though you disguised it.
We've had a lot of requests for more of Wagner's music on this program.
I think he plays.
And
Walt Tuffles. I wish you'd play Walt Tuffles' music a little more.
And, of course, Tchaikovsky wrote some nice stuff, if you could work it in sometime, in between a Beethoven or a Bach, you're chopping one of them fellas.
Mm-hmm.
One of them great men.
We'll raise
Ravel wrote a lot of nice stuff.
We'll raise the caliber of
Rimsky,
the show.
Rimsky, of course, it's off there. He wrote some pretty good stuff. The Sting of the Bumblebee for one.
Bill, you know all these songs.
You know these others.
Then so you can follow right along with Mr. Wilson.
A lot of nice stuff.
Mr. Wilson was trained on the left bank, I might say, friends.
Oh, he was? What, were you a teller?
They caught him cashing checks.
Oh, well, what do you know? But if you could someday, or one a day, say. One a day!
18
like a commercial,
way.
Huh?
Yeah, it does.
Take 18-way cold tablets, friends, and fight a cold 18 ways.
Did you notice how the time is flitting away here in this half
hour? No, I haven't, as a matter of fact.
We've only talked about two things of commercial import.
Oh.
I think the New Haven Railroad is in for a minute or so of pretty picturizing.
All right. Well, let me read it, Bob. Now, how's this for a pretty picture? Of you relaxing on one of your New Haven Railroad's fast, cool, comfortable trains, speeding to your vacation playground. You're traveling in air-conditioned, pleasant surroundings. You're free from traffic worries and highway hazards. Just plain relaxing as New Haven takes you from Boston to Cape Cod to New York. Or you can stay home and sleep.
Oh, yeah. WHDH.
No. Just look out the window. Oh. Or to other points quickly and dependably. You arrive refreshed, with much more time to really enjoy yourself. New Haven trains operate on convenient, regular schedules from South Station and Back Bay, and those schedules are faster now than ever before. No matter what the weather, rain, shine, or fog, your New Haven Railroad is the dependable, comfortable best in vacation travel. This year, go on your vacation by New Haven.
And when you go to New Haven, be sure you take yours with you.
What?
Sure you have yours.
Yours what?
Hmm?
What do you mean, Bob?
Hmm?
Yours what?
Well, what's yours, you say, and I say.
Huh?
Well, it's too late now.
Oh, yes. So think that one over, friends, particularly in this hot weather. Shall we have more music this time?
Funny we've done that before, and it never works out for some reason.
Well, are you going to have any music? All right.
About what?
Oh, yeah. The best things in life are free. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, in this song, called The Best Things in Life Are Free, you'll find nothing listed that can be put between two pieces of bread. The contest that we're talking about is something new, and as I say, we're going to try and have as a prize a date with Bill Green. The contest is this: finish this sentence in 25 words or less. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line because. Now finish that in 25 additional words or less.
Who wants to win?
Say, oh, incidentally, well, that prize is pretty good. Bill is a big spender on a date, and he makes wonderful conversation and is very personable. And we have here now our find of the week, a new singer. We like to give them a start on a program, and this is the program that we're going to start them off on with.
I'd like to ask him a few questions before we hear his song. Where were you born, son?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Uh-huh. And where did you first develop this interest in music?
As a boy, I used to sing quite a bit before my voice changed.
I see. And,
after it changed, I continued right on singing, although my voice went higher.
Uh-huh. And you provide your own accompaniment, do you?
Yes, I do. I play the violin, the piano. I play a whole orchestra.
You do?
Sometimes.
Not all at once, of course.
Not.
And what's your big aim in life?
Be a good singer and make lots and lots of money.
Okay.
And be independently wealthy.
You're on your first rung of the ladder of success.
And it's pretty slippery.
It is slippery, but stick on there, boy.
I'll try my best, I know I have the talent and the looks to do it.
You do. Now, what are you going to do for us this afternoon?
Which song do you want me to sing? I have a couple in my repertoire.
I think that one that I saw you rehearsing before the show would be swell. So go right, run over there to that microphone.
All right. Wish me good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Maggie dear,
just won't go out alone. It seems that she must have a chaperone. When we go out, no matter where we're bound, there's always somebody around. Oh, she brings her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. She brings her uncles, her cousins. She's got 'em by the dozens. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. And if I phone her, say to her sweet, where shall we meet? Supposing that we each, she brings her father, her mother, her sister and brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. I bought a roadster.
Well, that was beautiful. I think that's all the time we have.
Want to stop now?
No, I think you've done just about enough.
Well, okay.
And come back again real soon.
Certainly will.
And you did a wonderful job.
Thanks a lot.
And lots of love.
Thanks, I'll be needing it plenty.
You will.
Bye.
Bye. And now you have a Google out there, I believe.
The second race in the county championship series.
That's a wonderful one.
That is the Middlesex County Friends.
Sure it is.
Over the 3/16th mile distance. Holds the spotlight tonight at Wonderland Revere.
Righto.
Now, we don't need those comments. This race is bound to be a thriller, for over this distance, only fast getaway and lightning speed counts. In the other races, that doesn't count at all.
Excuse me.
You can be a thunderhead and win.
Eugene Aragon. Well, you'll have to wait a minute. We have four more minutes.
Tell Gene I can't talk with him now.
Okay. He'll call you back, Gene.
Nine other events featuring the greatest greyhounds racing today complete the program.
Now, bye.
For entries, past performance records, and post positions, get your Wonderland program now at your newsstand. The post time first race, 7:45. Daily double closes at 7:30. Revere is near from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station.
Excuse me, we have a special transcription made at great cost.
Of what?
Of the Daily Double closing.
Oh, all right. Well, let's hear it, Bob.
Will you play that, please?
Revere is near from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Two big floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. And don't forget, see the second race in the county championship series, the Middlesex County 3/16th mile. Go greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland Revere.
We've had a great many requests for our phony television aerials to put on your house and make people think you have a television set. Had so many that we haven't been able to fill all of the orders to this point. If you still haven't written in for yours, don't, please.
That's right. We're swamped with requests. Likewise for the phony air conditioning set.
And we'll let you know just as soon as the supply reaches the demand.
But meanwhile, try and be a phony in your neighborhood. And if you're going to be a phony, be a good one.
Be the first phony in your gang, unless somebody else has beaten you to it.
In that case, don't bother. Well, I guess it's time for us to go, Bob.
I suppose it is, for another day.
Just think, we've had a weekend, and now we'll have to wait six more days for another weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty discouraging. And I want to say to the Red Sox, leave us win this rubber game, you know what I mean?
We'll be rooting for them.
Kenneth Wilson, play the organ. William Green at the piano.
Edward L. Collins was at the master control.
Ken and Bill are known professionally as...
Ken and Bill.
Yeah.
They play organ and piano. This is really their program.
Awful pretty music. They have their own program, incidentally, in case you like this type of music. They're on from 3 to 3:15 a.m. And then there's a repeat for the coast at 8:35 a.m.
Well, may be able to catch that repeat show around here, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Matinee with Bob and Ray will be heard again tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's heard daily as a public service feature from WHDH in Boston.
All of the voices on this program were impersonated.